Hello, and welcome back to the Pen to Paper podcast. It's still me. I'm here. You haven't gotten rid of me. Kylie Gayer, the professional intern. I'm excited for what we're going to talk about today, so let's get to it. As usual, we've had some great combos in the past weeks, so if you're not subscribed already, I suggest you pause the podcast here. Go subscribe, download the previous episodes. They're very interesting. We talked about some great stuff. And if you're already a subscriber, I love you so much, and get ready for this episode. So, Kylie Ketchup. Wow, it sounded like I just said ketchup, which I had today on a burger, which is not the best for you. But anyway, catching up with the week. It's been good. I feel like I haven't had much to share with you guys in the last week, so much that I'm sharing yet. But I'm heading into my last week of school right now, so that's very exciting. Last week of internship, it's some crazy stuff, but it's all great, and we'll see where things go. I think it'd be fun for us to start, when you guys ask me your questions, I'll start sending me your progress on where you are with your careers and internships, and how it's going as in your young professional life, because I'd love to keep posted on that so we can all do this together. But anyway, let's get into this week's tidbit. So this week, I want to talk about making a name for yourself. And not necessarily making a name for yourself, but why that name is important to keep. So this week, I want to talk about your reputation. And this isn't a Taylor Swift type reputation. Shout out, plug, great album. But this reputation is more about you as a person. So, though your, let's say, intern or assistant or wherever you're at is your label and is your title, you do have a personality. Depending on your industry, you might not have your personality shine through as much, whereas other jobs, your personality is almost your entire job. But regardless, you are a human with a personality and are going to be spending a lot of time with these people. So what I've found is really important is to really live your truth and live that at work. And though you have your more professional side of you, that is still your truth. That is still an aspect of you. You're not covering up other parts. You're just living a more professional version of yourself. But with that professional version, it's important to let your personality shine through. And the reason I say this is because people always say to me, you can't teach personality. You can teach someone skills, you can teach them a job, but you can't teach personality. That goes a lot when we're talking about interviewing and really letting that shine, because organizational culture is a huge aspect of the workplace. And if you don't fit into the culture, you're not going to fit in there. But the key about letting your personality shine through is that when you do this, you really allow people to understand the essence of you. And not only that, but they remember you more. For example, companies have interns that come in and out doing jobs all the time. But the thing is, if you stand out and you produce the same amount of work, that person's going to think of you if they know your personality, if they enjoy being around you, because then maybe on the days you're not there, maybe if your internship comes to an end and you're not there anymore, they're going to miss that energy being around them, because they feel the wave that you leave of energy, and people really feel the absence of that. And not only do they feel the absence of that, but you also want to talk to and be friendly with, I think, as many people as possible. Because when more people know you, you have more people in your corner, more people supporting you, more people being like, hey, where's this person at? Like, oh, they're not here today. Man, miss them, love them. And that makes you look really good to other people, because you want to be someone that people like being around, and then they remember you. I know this seems small, but that's really what these tidbits are. They're things that you would have overlooked otherwise, and I want to bring them to the forefront, because these are the things that really can lead to your success and your future. We know the world's gotten more competitive. We know the world of students' education, internships, is all so much more competitive for young professionals. But even if you have the same amount of skills on paper, what stands out is your personality, who you are, and your work ethic. And that's really what I want to drive home this week. So thank you all for listening so much. As always, whether this is your first podcast, whether you've been listening all the way through, I value you each so much, and I value your feedback so much. Please send me your feedback, send me your questions I can answer next week. Tell me where you're at in the process. At me, at Kylie Gayer on Instagram and Twitter. That's at KYLIEGAYER. Hit me with a tweet, DM me, anything you want, and we'll talk about it next week. Remember, I love hearing from you. This is a family. That's how we get better. So it's time to clock out. See ya.